Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Avos, Parakei Mishnah Daled and Tesvav. And today's Mishnah is to be learned Maseches Hasarbas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Avin receiving a Hagon Bikarov Mamesh. And here's our last two Mishnayos of the number four. Arba Midos B'Halchel Beis Medrash. There's four Midos in the people that go to the Beis Medrash. Hoylech Ve'Eina Oise Schar Licha B'Yaday. A person goes to Beis Medrash, but he doesn't do anything. He doesn't learn. He's not involved. He just sits and listens. That's all he does. Even though he's not actively involved in learning, and when he walks out, he doesn't remember anything. Still, he gets Schar simply for going and being there. Midah number two is Oise Ve'Eina Hoylech. If he does, but he doesn't go, he has a schar of maise. Does meaning he sits and learns, but he does it in his house. He doesn't go to Beis Medrash. He's not involved with other people over there. He just sits in the quiet of his own home and learns. So even though he doesn't have schar halicha, but he does have the schar of the maise that he's sitting and actually learning. Now, halicha va'aise, if a person goes and learns chassid, that's because he's doing both. And why is he chassid? Well, because really he could learn at home. Since we see he's learning in the Beis Medrash, that means he could learn at home and be successful. The very fact that he went to the Beis Medrash and he shows other people ki'ilu he needs them and expresses somewhat of a humility on his part, so he's considered a chassid, and he obviously gets schar for both of them. And lastly, if a person doesn't go to Beis Medrash, and he doesn't even learn at home, Rasha, he's a Rasha, because he degrades the word of Hashem, he degrades the Torah, showing that it's not important. Now, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, this is actually not referring to learning, it's referring to doing mitzvah. So the way it's explained is, he goes to Beis Medrash, and he learns, but the point of his learning is not to be mekayim the mitzvahs properly, according to every single dikduk and nuance, and trying to do it the proper way. He learns about the mitzvah, and then he goes, and whatever, he does it to the best of his ability, to the way that he knows, and that's it. He doesn't try to push himself to do it the way he learned it. So he does get schar for going to Beis Medrash and learning about the mitzvah, even though he's not really doing it the best. Now, Oise Ve'Eino Hoylech is a person who doesn't go to the Beis Medrash at all. He doesn't learn about the mitzvah, but at least he does the mitzvahs to the best of his ability, the way he knows how to do them. Again, he doesn't really know much about them because he's not really learning about them. Still, he gets schar for that. Now, Hoylech Ve'Oise is a person who goes to Beis Medrash, he learns about the mitzvahs, and he's careful in the Gduke mitzvahs. Everything he learned, everything he focused on in how to do that mitzvah properly, he does carry that out, befail, in actual action. That's what he does in practice, and so he's a chassid, and one who's lahilich v'la'isa, he doesn't learn about the mitzvah, and he doesn't even do what he knows, so he's obviously a rasha. And moving on to Mishnah Tezvav, arba midos, b'yoshei lefnei chachamim, there are four midos regarding those who sit in front of chachamim, meaning regarding talmidim, who learn from the Rebbe. Now Mishnah Yudbeis, a number of Mishnahs ago, we spoke about talmidim as well, but that was regarding remembering and forgetting. Some remember a lot, some forget a lot, some are half-half. Now we're going to be talking about the quality of learning. We have four different descriptions. Sfaig, umashbech, mishameres, v'nafa. A sfaig is a sponge, a mashbech is a funnel, mishameres is a filter, and nafa is a sifter or a sieve. Sfaig, the sponge, what's his mida? Shu sefik is hakol. He soaks up everything. His das, his mind, his brain is very expansive. He's able to absorb everything that he learns. Now the downside to that is that he doesn't know how to filter what's good and what's not so good. He doesn't know how to differentiate between the correct and the not so correct. So he's soaking up everything, but that's also everything. Kind of like when you take a sponge and you soak up water on the floor, so some of it's dirty and some of it's clean. Now, mashbech, what's this? It's a funnel. Shemachas bezoi umaitzi bezoi, that he pours in this end and it comes out the other end. Just like you want to transfer liquid from one container to another, you put a mashbech, a funnel over there, and you just simply pour everything from one to the other. Nothing gets retained in between. And that's what this Talmud does. It's like the expression going in one ear and out the other. Now, mishameres, what about a filter? Shemaitzi es hayayin v'koletzi zashmarim. It lets the wine go out and it keeps the sediment. A mishameres is kind of like a cheesecloth where you pour the wine that's mixed with a lot of sediment into it. The good wine comes out the bottom, and the mishameres, the sediment, all the pieces and whatever it is, are left inside, and that's what this Talmud does. He absorbs from his Rebbe, but all the wine, which means all the good learning, that goes out the window, and he's only left with the teachings that are not proper, they're not correct, with all the divrei betela. Now lastly, v'nafa, the sieve, shemaitzias ha-kemach v'keleses ha-soiles, it lets out the kemach and it keeps the soiles. Kemach and soiles are two different parts of flour. After all the chaff and all the big bran has been taken away, we have the flour, which it itself is pretty great, but we have the soiles, which is the slightly coarser, thicker parts, and the kemach is extremely thin, fine particles. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, they use the soiles, not necessarily the kemach, so the soiles is what's being caught by the sifter, and this is the best Talmid, who's able to filter everything that he hears. He lets the not-such-good stuff fall away, and he retains for himself the soiles. That's what's good, and so this is the highest-level Talmid. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.